Would a woman as canny as Agrippina have suspected anything? Almost as soon as she was out to sea, the boat's canopy, which had been weighted with lead, collapsed, just as a ceiling might. The ship capsized. Agrippina and her friend, Acerronia Pola, were thrown into the water. Agrippina, despite supposedly having consumed a massive amount of wine and having a wounded shoulder, began swimming to shore. Meanwhile, Pola screamed that she herself was Agrippina and was the mother of the emperor and needed help, whereupon the crew beat Pola to death with oars, which is just as well, because otherwise, surely Agrippina would have had her killed for impersonation. Agrippina was now convinced Nero was trying to murder her, but she pretended to be ignorant of his plan. She sent a message to him saying that there had been an accidental sinking of her ship, and that while she was certain he wanted to visit her, he should wait until she was recovered. But Nero sent hired assassins to her house. Anicetus was told not to fail again. He broke into Agrippina's home with a team of men and declared that, on the orders of the emperor, he was there to murder her. Agrippina insisted that her son would never order such a thing. In response, a henchman clubbed her in the head. Agrippina's last words were, "Smite my womb." Nero came to the house later and meticulously examined Agrippina's limbs. He carefully critiqued each and, upon finishing, announced that for the first time, he was aware of how beautiful his mother was. For years afterward, Nero said that he was pursued by Agrippina's angry ghost and that he heard sounds of lamentation whenever he visited her grave. His subjects didn't take well to matricide. Shortly after the murder, a baby was left in the forum with a tag bearing the note, "I will not rear you up, lest you slay your mother." A real-life baby, just abandoned in a public place to make a political point. It was a hell of a town. Conditions were equally bad for poor Octavia, who definitely wasn't the leading lady.